This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. And what a game in Boulder last night.
Into the end zone, in a crowd. No good. Picked off by Woods, and it's over. Buffaloes win it. Do you believe now?
That was the game-sealing interception on the part of the Colorado Buffaloes as they beat the CSU Rams last night in an incredible double overtime game. Buffs coach Deion Sanders has the nation talking about Boulder after an impressive start to the season. CU alum Eric Belcher was at the game.
People were desperate for this, and I think you're seeing that now with Deion coming on and just igniting a crowd that already wanted to believe and wanted to get back into it. And he's, everything he's done has just been spectacular.
Next year's Rocky Mountain Showdown will be in Fort Collins. Communities in Colorado are getting more than $20 million to plant trees. The funding comes from a set of grants awarded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Matt McCombs is with the State Forest Service. He says it's an unprecedented investment in the urban tree canopy.
We're going to improve the air quality. We're going to improve water quality. We're going to arrest erosion and manage storm water. And we're going to do this in a way that it's a for-all approach.
Most of the money will go to less affluent neighborhoods in Colorado Springs, Denver, and Aurora. A little bit warmer along the Front Range today. You're listening to CPR News in KRCC.